T'vul Yom Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. We are still in porridge land. Hamikvah, porridge, v'hachamita, or a batter cake, that kind of we saw before, sort of a thin batter cake, kind of like a pancake. Shel chulin. So these are chulin. So the porridge, and then he put this pancake into the porridge, and all those are chulin. V'hashemen, but the oil that he has floating on top, shel truma. And it's saf al gabehim. It's floating above both the porridge in the bowl and the kind of flat pancakey thing that's on top of it. And oil on top of everything is truma oil. Well, the nogat tul yom bashemen, once the tul yom touches the oil, lo pasal al hashemen, then the only thing that he has made pasal is the truma oil itself. But the majority, the chulin, the ikar, the chulin porridge, the batter cake, those are not considered to be affected. They're chulin, so he can't affect them. Just the truma is. But v'im chibetz, if he stirred everything together and the oil is still visible on top, then kol makom shalach Hashem and pasul. Then any place where the oil went is pasul, because at this point it can't be separated from the porridge or the pancake. And so at this point the oil is mixed up with everything, and so there's a psul here for everything, certainly for truma eaters. Mishnehe, besar kodesh akarom olav hakipa. If you have kodesh meat, and there's a layer of jelly over the top of the kodesh meat that was made by spices and soup that were kind of over the top. So there's this kodesh meat, but there's a layer of jelly, of sauce, of spices, of soup, of gravy over the top. Noga t'vul yom bakipa, and the t'vul yom touches the gravy, touches the spices, but he doesn't touch the actual kodesh meat. Chatichos mutaros. Then the pieces of meat are tahar, because the jelly isn't considered to be a chibur to them. It's considered to be kind of an extra layer over the top. On the other hand, if noga b'chaticha, if the tzul yom touched an actual slice of the meat, then chaticha v'chola olumim chibur zelazeh. Then it is considered a chibur, both the piece of meat and everything that comes up with it. Meaning when you hold the piece of meat, the jelly kind of sticks to it, then it's considered a chibur, and the whole thing is considered tameh, but everything else is tahar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shneihem chibur zelozeh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the jelly and the pieces of meat are a chibur to each other, and if he touched the jelly, then the meat is tameh, and if he touched the meat, then the jelly is tameh too, everything becomes tameh. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If the jelly isn't on top, we consider it like the Tanakama, a separate layer. V'chein bekitnios, shekarmo al gabe prusos. So too, if you have kitnios, you have beans, legumes, that has formed a layer on the top of slices of bread. So this is like a jelly of sorts over the top of the bread. So we treat it the same way. Ma'isa kedera sheba kidneyos bizman shein perudim einon chibur. Now, what if you have these kidneyos that are cooked in a pot and they get thicker, and so you get kind of a gluey sort of consistency? And so when you cook this in a pot, when they are still separate, then there's no chibur. So whatever the tful yom touches is pasul or tameh, the part that he's touched. But everything else is still okay because they're considered independent operators within that pot. On the other hand, bizman shem gush, if you have a compacted mass of glop in the pot, then we say it is a chibur. And as a result, if he touches any part of it, the whole thing is affected by his touch. If, on the other hand, there are several different globs at the bottom of the pot, so there's a compact mass over here, and then another one, and then a third, and then a fourth, and so then he touches one of them, so what we say is they have to be counted. So, for example, if a sheretz touched one glob that is in the pot, that's a rishon. The glob that is connected to it, that is attached to it a little bit, that becomes a sheni. And the third one that's attached to the sheni becomes a shlishi. So this is a case of other kinds of tumah rather than a tful yom. And we say that if you've got something like a sheretz, then you've got real problems here, because it's considered a chibur enough for all of them to be impacted. I'm sorry, the chibur is only considered to be going down a level, I should point out. The masses are considered separate enough that the tumah goes from rishon to the next one being a sheni to the next one being a shlishi. So it's not one chibur to make it considered to be one mass in a pot. Shemen shahu tsaf al gabe hayayin, the noga tful yom bashemen. So if you have oil floating on top of wine, and both of them are truma, and its full yom touches the oil, Tanakhama says, Lo pasal el hashemen, only the oil is affected because it's separate agent from the wine. And so the oil is made pasal, but the wine is still not pasal truma, and anybody can drink it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer shneim chibur zel azeh. Like in the case of the jelly and the meat, the two of them are connected to each other. And if you touch the oil, the wine becomes pasal as well. And if you touch the wine, then the oil becomes pasal as well. But once again, we pass it like the Tanakhama, and we say it's not a chibur, and if he touches one, the other one remains unaffected.